Once outside the chicken house, we made some fast tracks and got the heck away from there. It had suddenly occurred to me that if Sally Mae saw me coming out of the chicken house, or even standing close to it, she might leap to some false conclusions. I mean, on more than one occasion, she had accused me of committing unthinkable crimes against her chickens, such as eating them and/or their eggs. Crazy, huh? It's common knowledge that cow dogs, and especially heads of ranch security, never eat chickens or suck eggs. I mean, we protect the stupid birds and their equally stupid eggs, so it would make no sense at all for us to turn right around and eat them. Although I must admit that, what I mean is that all charges against me had been false and outrageous and unfair and unfounded. But in the security business, we must guard ourselves against even the slightest appearance of naughty behavior. And fellers, two dogs backing out of the chicken house in the middle of a normal workday might have been... I think you get the point. And so did I, which explains why I got away from there just as fast as I could travel. Well, we had dodged that particular bullet and made our way down to Emerald Pond. My own private name, by the way, for one of my very favorite spots on the ranch. The lovely green pool of water formed by the overflow of the septic tank. That investigation of the chicken house had pretty much worn me out, and I still had a slight headache from my encounter with the corral fence, and I was ready to dive into the warm embrace, so to speak, of Emerald Pond, whose waters are known to have curative and healing powers. I can also reveal that those same green waters can provide a dog with a very impressive calling card, you might say. A deep, manly aroma that has been known to steal the hearts of the ladies and just by George, sweep them off their feet. Pretty impressive, huh? And it's my pond. Well, I sprang right into the middle of Emerald Pond, filled my nostrils with its sweet perfume, rolled around, kicked my legs in the air, climbed out, and gave myself a good shake. Say, that little dip had left me feeling like $1 million. Drover had watched all this from dry land. Son, one of these days you're going to realize what you've been missing.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like water.
This isn't just water. It's a tonic, a magic elixir that's full of vitamins and minerals. I'd almost be willing to bet that if you stuck your stub tail into these waters, it would grow out to normal size.
No fooling?
Yep. It's powerful stuff.
But I kind of like my tail the way it is.
Well, to each his own, Drover. If you're happy with a chopped-off, deformed stub, I guess that's all that matters.
I never thought of it as deformed.
Then forget I said anything about it.
Okay.
Your happiness is the most important thing.
Thanks, Hank.
And the fact that everyone else laughs at your ridiculous tail is irrelevant. Irreverent. Irrefluent.
Irrelevant?
Thank you. It's irrefluent.
Irrelevant.
I'll speak for myself, Drover, but thanks anyway. The word is irrefluent.
Okay. But do you really think my tail's deformed?
I sat down and scratched a troublesome spot just behind my left ear. Are you asking for an honest answer or one that sugarcoats the truth?
Whichever one makes my tail look better.
All right. You have a magnificent stub of a tail.
You're just saying that so I won't think it's deformed.
That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
No.
He began to sniffle and cry.
I want a tail that the other dogs won't laugh at. All my life, I've wanted a tail that wasn't handicapped. How can I ever find happiness with a deformed tail?
That's a tough question, son.
I'm so miserable and unhappy. I hate my tail. Why can't I have a normal tail like a normal dog? All I ever wanted to be was normal.
Drover, your tail can be fixed.
You really think so? You mean there's hope?
Son, the cure for your condition has been right here all along. You just haven't used it.
You mean?
Exactly. You must sit in Emerald Pond for 2 hours.
That's all?
Sit with your tail under the healing waters for 2 hours and repeat these words over and over.
What words?
I haven't said them yet.
Oh.
Lizards, spiders, warts, and scales give this dog a normal tail. A smile bloomed on his face.
I think I can do it, Hank. And boy, howdy, I'm sure excited.
I'm happy for you, Drover. If you follow those directions to the letter, I can almost guarantee that you'll come out with a normal tail. His smile slipped.
What's an almost guarantee?
It's just one peg below a gold-plated guarantee.
I'd rather have the gold-plated if it's okay.
We're out of those, Drover.
Oh, rats.
I stood up and stretched. So get your little fanny into the water and begin your therapy. I'll be back in a couple of hours to check things out.
Where are you going?
I couldn't help smirking. If you recall, Drover, I have a little score to settle with the cat. While your tail is growing, Pete's tail just might get shortened by a few inches. I gave him a wink, if you know what I mean.
Something's wrong with your eye.
What?
I said, there's something wrong with your eye.
Don't yell at me. There's nothing wrong with my ears.
I know, it's your eye.
What are you talking about?
Your eye was twitching. I saw it myself.
I positioned my nose right in front of his face. I was winking, you brick, to show that I had let you in on a little secret.
Oh, well, I'll be darned, I thought.
Yes, I heard what you thought, and it's obvious that sharing my secret with you was a waste of time. I'm sorry I bothered.
That's okay, you couldn't help it.
Thanks.
You're welcome, and I hope it gets better.
What?
Your eye.
Drover.
What?
Hush. I left the runt sitting in Emerald Pond, and I went looking for the cat. My first stop was the gas tanks, to see if Pete was still occupying my gunny sack. Much to my disappointment, he had left. So I went padding up to the yard gate to check out his usual loafing spots, the main one being right beside the back door, where he often lolled around in the shade, waiting for someone to come outside. Anytime the door opened, you see, he would try to weasel his way into the house. That's a cat for you, always trying to weasel his way into something or other. I didn't see him on the back step and was about to check out the machine shed when I heard a voice that caused my bodily parts to freeze in place and the hair to rise on my back. It was the cat.
I bet you wish you were still head of ranch security.
Kitty had just set himself up for a rude surprise.